And now, as promised, the Dwell Sports Bites.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and of course, you know what that means. It's time for the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists here on the North Coast. And we'll start off with some schoolboy rugby, as we always do. It's unbelievable to start with the schoolboy rugby. Glenwood, the favourites against Northwood, but Northwood too strong on the day. 30-16 victors for Northwood over Glenwood. A serious revenge match that, and Northwood will be gloating. DHS, unfortunately, they come up just short against Westville, losing 33-28. Westville celebrating long and hard there. Two massive results that have changed sort of schoolboy rugby here in KZN. Northwood and Westville both victorious against the powerhouses of DHS and Glenwood. Keeping it with rugby, and of course, this was the Investec Champions Cup final on the weekend. The Northampton Saints played against Bordeaux. One of the North Coast favourite sons, Ben, now playing for Bordeaux, as they were crowned champions and the kings of Europe. Pernod was the star of the day, but Bordeaux simply had too much to claim their first ever Investec Champions Trophy. Moving on then to some football action. And Liverpool drew 1-1 with Crystal Palace, but that really wasn't the feature of the day. The feature was them lifting the Premier League title for the 20th time. A packed house at Anfield, 61,000 fans got to celebrate with the team, followed by an open tour bus through the city of Liverpool on the bank holiday Monday. A lot of sore heads in and around Liverpool. Some other results from the weekend shows Man City securing their Champions League football, along with Newcastle United, and unfortunately Aston Villa just miss out. Staying on football, Xavi Alonso got a fond farewell from his German days of coaching. He now moves to Real Madrid, and he's really set to make a massive performance there. Moving on to Formula One action and the glitz, the glamour, and the money of Monaco. It might have the glitz, it might have the glamour, but it certainly doesn't have any of the action that the other racetracks do. There's simply no place to overtake, and after securing pole position, Lando Norris went on to win the Monaco Grand Prix in style ahead of hometown boy Charles Leclerc and his teammate Oscar Piastri. Max Verstappen coming in fourth place, who was hoping for a red flag. It never came, and unfortunately, that left Lando Norris out front, further extending McLaren's lead at the top of the standings. And then, of course, lastly, on the athletics front, Akanya Sabini shines again, another sub 10-second 100-meter run, and the South African sprinters and African sprinters continue to grow from strength to strength. That said, it's a quick wrap-up of your Tuesday sports here on Life and Style Radio with Dwell Sports Bites, of course, brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists on the North Coast.